Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast 199. God, I feel like Sachin Tendulkar. Coming up on this week's Near Double Century. Rhys back from IFA. We'll hear all about Berlin, including gadgets you can draw on and a 55-inch glasses-free 3D TV. And we'll wrap up some of the latest iPhone 5 rumours. I hear it's going to have a tool for retrieving it from barstools just after Drunken Night's Act. Joining me, as ever, it's the aforementioned and still lovely Ree Morgan, but no...
Boo! Duncan Where is he this week?
What, holidaying again?
He's gone somewhere. Yeah, he's definitely on holiday again. But I don't know where he's gone.
Right.
He could be anywhere. You know, maybe some listener might know. He might be with a listener.
He could be.
Who knows? Because he was going to meet one in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Never so he could be there. Yeah, no.
Who knows? Oh, well. So we can't ask Dunk how his week's been.
I'm sure we'll get a double whammy next week.
Well, it's going to be the live pod next week.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe just Dunk will rant. For like the whole
and there has
half
to be no
hour.
Room for anything else.
There we are. No, so no rant. And I haven't got anything to rant about. I've had quite a good week.
Well, we'll give you details of the 200th pod, which will be live in London. How you can listen, how you can come down. Coming up. Yes, but the last time we mentioned you, because you weren't on the pod last week, you were stuck in a Samsung press conference.
I answered the phone in the press conference.
Hello.
I said, hello, I'm in the press conference. talking about something.
we had Luke on hand. We thought that might happen. So let's pick up where we left off then. Yep. You made it out of Samsung.
It's a really hot press conference. And the man looked at me. It was boiling. Oh. I think it was the massive TV in there. They were just emitting heat.
When I was at Samsung in Barcelona, dull. Definitely
dull. Oh no, but the worst thing happened. Like, they had all these people come on and then everyone would clap, yes, well done. And then he kind of like went through all the new products and they all kind of announced them. And then at the end, this guy just went, yes, then thank you very much. And then everyone just piled up and then he went, and now we have blah, blah, blah to take you through the new products. But everyone was just streaming out. And this poor guy had to come on and kind of just talk to an empty room. It's awful. Oh, yeah, but it was quite dull. It felt a bit like an Apple press conference. You know when they go through all the boring stuff and then...
But at least at an Apple conference, you think, well, there's something exciting about to come up. Yeah. You know, Steve Jobs is about to walk on. This analyst will stop talking.
And I hope there's a video of the presentation they did, because there was the most annoying woman on this video that they had running.
Yeah.
If
you ever find yourself at a Samsung press conference, they run these little videos to kind of demonstrate the products. But the videos do not relate to the real world in any way. They relate to Samsung world, where everyone, I don't know, has kind of taken the pill, the blue pill, and they're all a bit,
On this one, they were going around London and Berlin, like asking people, like, what would make the perfect camera for you? And then people were like, battery life, la la la, la la la. Like, what?
So that's a little taste of a Samsung press conference.
That's how exciting my life is.
But the products, products. It's all about that.
Yes, Samsung. I saw the 7.7.
Yeah, the new tab.
Which is the new Galaxy Tab. Mm. And that was, it was all right. It's just the same as
the others, but smaller.
It's
pretty much covered it all now.
And then I also saw the Note. Which,
right, more interesting.
Yeah, that is more interesting, but... Again, it's a bit, well, what is it? A smartphone or a tablet? Would you have it as a phone?
It's a bit like a small HTC Flyer, isn't it? Because you've got
got the stylus as well. Yeah, you've got the S Pen. It just feels like they're trying to cover all bases. And I love the fact that they themselves went, we're creating a new market, as if to say, we can't compete with the iPad. Mm. So we're going to create a new market like Apple did with the iPad. We're going to do this with this.
So what did they do with the pen? Because you weren't too impressed with what HTC had done with their stylus.
It was much of the same, really. You could, they use the thing, you could draw on it. You could interact with it. It had a bit more interactivity than the Flyer. Because with the Flyer, you have to touch the pen at the bottom right-hand corner to actually make that application pen friendly. This, the pen would work anywhere. So you tap it on the home screen and certain actions would do... certain things. If you're on the home screen and you drew a C, then the camera would open. And so it seemed like a bit, I didn't have a long play with it because obviously it's it's just a bun fight to get hold of these things. So you only have it for about 10 minutes before someone elbows you off. But the brief play with it, yeah, it's quite good. It seems a bit more ingrained there, but I don't know. Again, there isn't anywhere where you can put the stylus. So the stylus seems a bit, you can't put it anywhere. So you're bound to lose it.
Clove has it on pre-order for £600.
That's what people said about the flyer, though, wasn't it? That it was too expensive.
Yeah, well, that's not exactly flown. Although it's getting honeycomb soon, so that might give it a kick.
You always say that.
It really is. That and a price cut.
Yeah, well, they definitely need the price cut. Yeah. But I think, the note was on gingerbread.
Mm.
So I think if they should learn from HTC.
Yeah.
And kind of just bring it out on honeycomb.
Speaking of draw-on gadgets, and LG telly.
Yeah, the LG Pen Touch.
Yeah, it brings a whole new dimension to Bejeweled, I noticed.
I played hours of Bejeweled. That was the one thing that people didn't fight me for.
So, yes.
So the Pen Touch is a TV. It's a TV, and the Pen Touch is actually the software that you can have on your PC, and you hook it up with your TV, and then you get these two pens that then turns your TV into a huge kind of interactive whiteboard, essentially, like I had at school.
It did look a bit like maybe this would get used at school or for presentations in a boardroom or something like that.
Yeah. The woman did keep telling me that you could go in your calendar and you can write your things in your family calendar.
And you can play
Bejeweled. I'm never going to do that. you can play, that was the most fun part. But yeah, it'll be great for schools and also to make presentations. But whether you're going to fork out on a new telly
to hit homes anytime soon.
Well, if they love Bejeweled that much, then
maybe.
It's a new way.
Did you see the new Toshiba 3D telly?
I didn't actually. I went into the Toshiba stand, but I looked at the tablets, so the 8200 and the
8100. You went and saw that. We were taking the piss out of that last week. I'll explain about the Toshiba. The ZL2, 55 inches, and it's glasses-free 3D, which I've seen glasses-free 3D in various guises. This one kind of sounds promising because it has face tracking. So what it does, it decides where everyone is in the room and then perfects the 3D for each of them, which sounds quite clever.
So that's a bit like the Cosimo, isn't it? The laptop, the 3D glasses-free laptop they had, that had face tracking on the top.
Yeah. So that was for one person. This would, you know, sort it out for
Didn't work quite well on the laptop.
Because I've seen other 3D TVs where you have to be in specific places in the room. More than one different place you could be in. But whereas this will adjust.
So what if someone gets up? Does that completely ruin the experience?
I suppose for a while it'll look a bit hazy.
No, don't go to the toilet. Yeah, no.
Oh, Duncan.
Always needing his wheeze.
Some progress anyway. Go on then, the tablet. What was it, the 8200?
8200. Yeah. That was the world's slimmest tablet.
Oh, right. So there is more to it than it having a rubber back. That's all we could come up with last week.
Yeah, it's the world's slimmest tablet, but I think only by 0.001 of a millimetre, but still, you know.
Was the previous world's slimmest the iPad, or was there a...
No, there's a slimmer one than that, which I can't remember what it was. There is a slimmer one than the iPad. Could be the Tab. The new Tab, not the chunky Tab.
You probably know this.
The Tab update.
But now it's the slimmest.
But now Toshiba is the slimmest. Okay. So, it looked very much like the Motorola Zoom. So, you know, when we saw the Motorola Zoom back in MWC, we thought, they haven't done much with it. Now we're seeing the likes of Samsung come out with their 7.7.
Just the same thing.
And it just looks, they put their Samsung Touch Wiz on it now. So it looks different. Okay. But the 8200 just looks like the Zoom. And so they haven't, because I don't think Toshiba have their own kind of skin, their own UI.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure they're not just sort of flesh and bones.
Yeah, they just walk around. it was quite a good show. A bit subdued. Although I was staying in the same hotel as Sir Howard Stringer.
Really?
Yeah, I was.
What? Yeah. Anything happen?
No, I saw him in the lift.
Really?
He's in the same lift as me. He's really tall. And the best story, that the guy I was staying at, the hotel I was staying at, they had a beef eater. I don't know why. And
as in from the tower?
Yeah, from the tower. Okay. I don't know. And he went up to Howard Stringer and he was like, such a chat with him. Oh, you're English. And he went, no, I'm Welsh. And he went, "Oh, right, okay, where, what part are you from?" I know Shirley Bassey. I've heard of Shirley Bassey. And so Howard Stringer went, "Yeah, I was made a sir the same day as Shirley Bassey."
Oh, really?
I know. Can you imagine dropping that into conversation?
Yes, bad.
I was knighted the same day.
So that was your highlight. Shirley Bassey, okay. Yeah. Anything? Did you see any like any random stuff?
Did I see any random? Do you know what? This is what happened to these things. You're just running around like a headless chicken.
Yeah.
And you're just running around trying to find things, and you never get. I did see there was some home gadget, like the Samsung had a new Navi bot or something that can detect when you need to take it out to the toilet or something. I don't know.
It's a gadget you take to the toilet.
No. It's the Navibot. You know what, that robot that goes around and like knows, and then it kind of goes out to
the
garden.
Where does the toilet come into it?
Well, I don't know. Oh, okay. There's something like that that was good about it. I can't remember.
Great. Thanks, Ree. Well, in depth as ever. Anyway, there's plenty more where that came from. There's lots of videos as well on t3.com.
Loads.
Of Ree at IFA going through all the gear.
Oh, no, that was it. The 3D visor. The Sony 3D visor.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We talked about that with Luke last week. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Did like that. Although he kind of questioned whether it actually projected a 2000 inch screen or
they
whatever it was.
Those up.
Yeah, they seem a bit dubious. good. Right. Well, have a look on t3.com for all the rest from IFA. Meanwhile, there's plenty more where that came from. So let me say, here is the news. Amazon's unveiled its UK pricing and release date for the PS Vita. It indicates the new handheld will land on these shores on New Year's Eve for a princely £229.99 with Wi-Fi or £279.99 with 3G.
Meanwhile, pre-orders are already being taken for the Sony Tablet S. The folio-shaped tab can be ordered from Dixon, starting at an iPad matching £399. You can expect delivery in just a week's time on the 16th of September.
With FIFA 12 on the way, the Pro Evo camps dropped a clanger. It's had to pull the first demo for PES 2012 from the Xbox 360, blaming issues on both sides. It's promising the second playable demo will land on the 360 ahead of the 14th of October release date.
Details of Amazon's upcoming Kindle tablet have emerged from TechCrunch. They've had a hands-on time with a design verification testing unit, claiming a 7-inch touchscreen with Android but without a camera. It's expected around the end of November with a 10-inch tab in the pipeline for next year.
Interesting. With Android, not with any WebOS.
No.
Will it play Doom? Yes, Germany has lifted the ban on Doom after 17 years. The classic first-person shooter was banned in 1994 for being harmful to children. Now the Bundesprüfstelle has decided it's only of historical interest and won't turn kids into zombies. A version with Nazis is still banned.
Controversial. And the humble telephone is the greatest gadget ever, according to T3 readers.
Can't be wrong.
They responded to Stephen Fry's Greatest 100 by voting for their own. Telephone beat TV and iPad into second and third place. Mr. Fry chose the cigarette lighter as number one. I question that.
Slightly stretching gadget, but he did have the bra on there as well.
Yeah, I
see where he's coming from. You know, when it came out, that was an innovative thing, you know, technological.
It's all
advance.
About the definition of gadget, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, what is it? Does it have to have batteries? Should it have batteries? Does it need electricity in it?
I don't think so. I think it has to, you know, it's got to do a function that couldn't do necessarily before.
Right. Also, I was thinking during the news, we should have a Duncan soundboard. Because every so often, Duncan would have come in and said
something.
So we should make a Duncan soundboard and people could download it.
OMG.
I know.
As they say.
Just came to me then, actually.
Just that little flash of inspiration.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Time to see what you've been tweeting to at T3DOTCOM. You can have Duncan's tweets because he's not here.
Oh, can I?
Yeah.
I can't do it in his accent. I wouldn't dare. Maya Shah. Maya S1. Could have said that wrong twice, sorry. I am fed up of the iPhone 5, having waited for it for a long time, but this is getting silly.
What is?
It is, isn't it? It's getting silly, well, all this rumours.
You'll enjoy the last item on this week's podcast.
Sam White UK, Sam White. Where does the T3 name come from? And who designed your logo? It's sweet.
Sweet. Does he mean, oh, it's sweet?
Well,
or it's sweet, man.
I've got good news and bad news. Oh. T3, I can tell you where that comes from.
It's
tomorrow's technology today.
Of course.
With three T's. Mm-hmm. The logo is getting changed.
What?
I know. I'm sorry.
Really?
Keep it on the down low, everyone. This might be a
bit, this is an exclusive. Really? I didn't even know this.
Yeah.
When?
Well, they're kind of like rebranding T3 to have a new logo, but it could stay the same on the cover, but everywhere else it's going to look a certain way and it's not how it looks now.
Because that'll make sense. Okay. Mm. Right.
Yeah.
When's that going to happen?
It's going to happen when T3 relaunches, T3.com relaunches, and the magazine relaunch. I couldn't possibly tell you when that was.
Oh, quite intrigued by that.
I know, it's exciting.
Okay. And we don't know who designed it, do we?
It's our art director, Stuart James.
Oh, right. There we are.
He does.
All those many moons ago.
Shall I continue?
Yes, you have more.
Stan UK, our good friend Stu Newman. Yes. You missed off the LG clip on 3D glasses from your best of IFA list.
I'm not sure we did in terms of, not sure they're the best of IFA, are they? I mean, they're just clip-on polarized lenses.
Oh, I read that wrong. I thought you said LG clip, as in not clip-on.
No, clip-on 3D glasses. Yeah. Also, I mean, it helps. You know, you've got your wear glasses.
Yeah.
You want to watch 3D, just put on your clip-ons.
It just makes you look even more of a tool, but never mind. Although LG did have that cool scanner mouse. Do you see that scanner mouse?
No.
It's a mouse.
Is it as cool as Raster mouse?
No, never as cool as Raster mouse. Nothing is cooler than Raster mouse. This is a mouse that you scan over a piece of paper and it works as a scanner.
Yeah. Right. I've got a scanning app on my phone.
Really?
It uses the camera. It's brilliant. It's really good.
Right, it's me again. Look, this is like Christmas. 80-20 risk.
Love to see Christmas in your house.
We just read stuff to each other all the time. just from books. Craig Lidiate.
If he's Italian.
Okay, £600 for the Galaxy Note! ! Are they insane or just staggeringly naive?
Well, you see, I
who
think...
Who are we to say?
I don't know. You see, Clove have set that price. And
Clove
it is quite.
It wouldn't be,
you know, impossible that that's going to be the price. But Clove, yeah, they'll set a price. They'll think, well, it's not going to be above this.
No.
So we can take pre-orders at this. And then they'll just charge the lower price when it comes out.
Yeah. They often do that.
Yeah, but they get in all sorts of trouble if they, you know, say, well, we'll give you one for £400 and it comes down, it's £450. Yeah. You know, then they're in trouble. Jonathan Holstock has responded, JH7123, in case you're wondering, has responded to a plea from Matt Mansfield, who's been running out of music and podcasts to listen to. Jonathan says, I can highly recommend the T3 podcast. Well, thank you very much for that. It's also recommended Click. Football Weekly and Sunday Supplement. Well, fair list.
I'm glad we were there first.
We're up amongst number some one. Good ones there, yes.
And we're the first to be mentioned.
That's
I'm hoping that Matt Mansfield is listening.
I sincerely hope so. Thanks, Jonathan. Jason AC. Hey, please join my Nokia 901 petition to encourage Nokia to make a smartphone that everyone will love. He's provided a link to this petition. I did go and have a look.
How many people has he got on there?
Well, three people have signed up. He set a target of 700,000 before December, so bit of a way to go. And I'm not so sure it's necessarily the smartphone that everyone will love.
Is he going to do? Take this position and give it to Nokia?
So he's basically, and then he's written like all the stats, all the spec he wants on it, including quad core, 1 gigahertz quad core, 1 gigahertz video memory, 64 gig storage.
What battery life?
With SDHC slot as well. It was a bit much, to be honest.
Sounds like the T3 One phone.
Reading the list, it reminded me of the Homer Simpson car, the car that Homer Simpson designs, where he just puts in everything he thinks will be great. the end result is not quite as he would have hoped.
Well, good luck to him.
Yes, good luck, Jason AC.
You're
only 699,997 signatures to go.
Yeah.
So
fingers crossed for you there, mate.
It's pretty good going. On Facebook, on the Facebook group, the official T3 podcast group, Matt Colbert is torn between an S2 or a Sensation. He's upgrading next week.
Oh my gosh. I've heard a lot of good things about this S2. A lot of people I know have got it and they love it. Mm-hmm. The Sensation.
He says, bear in mind, I love Sense.
Ah. Mm. But I love scents, but the only thing that's annoying me about my HTC currently is the battery life. So if you can deal with that, then...
Well, bearing that in mind, he's got a Desire at the moment. The Desire S, I think, is the obvious route up. It's got that lovely unibody. It's got tons of battery life. It's not top spec, but I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Because the battery lasts longer and stuff, and it's a more size.
You just put another, like, he's going to be even more confused now.
Well, I'm just throwing him another option. Chris Harrow, hey, I'm a collector of classic tech. I now have over 400 mobile phones, going back to some of the originals. Now this is where he needs people's help. Still trying to get the first Sony Mars Bar phone to work. If anyone can help with my collection, please contact me. So. Open your drawers. Have you got...
My friend's got a StarTAC.
StarTAC, very nice. Yeah. I've got a few old things.
What's the first? The Nokia clamshell. It was terrible, but it's one of them. And the first Nokia lipstick phone. Do you remember that? It was like it looks like a lipstick.
Oh, that was awful. Yeah. That was truly dreadful.
Yeah, one of those.
Yeah. I think I've got one of the originals, the first Nokia WAP phone. Was that the 7110? I think I've got one of those, the big green thing. It had a scroll wheel. It was quite nice.
Was it?
Yeah, very good.
I've got one of... What are those first original really famous Nokia phones that everyone had? It was like the 5330 or something?
Yes, yeah, with the faceplates.
Yes. Yes, it was. You changed. Yes,
yeah,
it was. Yes,
Union Jack faceplate and all that nonsense.
That's the one.
We've got a Triumph knocking around, which was the first proper colour phone. Siemens had done a rubbish colour phone before that. Oh. It was really good.
I had a Siemens phone.
It was well ahead of its time. But, there we are. Oh, well, misty eyed. All gone there. Okay, well, if you've got an old phone, get in touch with Chris. He's on the Facebook group. Now, San Wong, The Gadget Show, is having their 200th episode too.
What? Of the show, not the podcast, obviously.
Yeah, of the show. I mean, I can't believe they're just, copiers. Like
I mean,
that.
Look how, they're just so behind. You look how far we've come in 200 episodes, and you look at them.
Yasa Charisma has pointed out it won't be worth watching unless Polly is presenting in a push-up bra.
I thought she always presented in a push-up bra.
Possibly, yeah. So, speaking of the 200th pods... So the details.
Yep, the details. It'll be next Friday.
So it's Friday the 16th of September.
16th of September.
In London.
In London. We're getting a venue sorted as I speak. And we're looking to start at 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. We'll be starting recording.
Yeah, it's going out at 6.
It's going out live at 6. So anyone who can't be there, you can listen and be part of it.
Yeah, we'll be tweeting the link you need. It'll be on t3.com and on the Facebook group.
And, you could tweet us as we're going live.
That's
going
to be quite exciting, actually.
Yeah. Tweets as we're going live, and we could read them out as...
And for people to come down, a bit of audience participation.
Yes, exactly. Don't let that put you off.
Yeah, only if you want to.
Yeah, so yeah, it'd be great. And it'd be awesome to meet everyone, actually.
Okay, and...
Although I do see Leon.
We are attempting to do this in a pub, aren't we, to be civilised?
Yes. So it's not going to be us in a lecture hall.
Don't worry about that. Yeah. Yeah, so that, refreshments will be on hand.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, so it's going to be 6 p.m, sort of turn up at 5:30. 6 p.m. we'll actually be going out. Yeah. You can get all the details on the Facebook group, which if you go onto Facebook, just search for official T3 podcast group, you'll find us. And join as well, because we had that big push to get everyone to join, and we're up to 165 members. So it would be really nice to hit 200 for the 200th
podcast.
That
would be good. That would
be good.
So,
if you'd like to be that 200th person, go and sign up now.
Okay? Or your mate. Get your mate
invite
to be there.
Other
you
people.
Can share the glory.
If you're already a member, invite others.
Yeah. Share the podcast. Love.
Exactly. Yeah. We want to get up to 200 people. We only need another 35. Coming to the 200th pod, George Tsang, Leon Fenner, Saren Wang, Katie Heath, who's back on.
She thought she wouldn't be able to make it. Meet and finish at 10. Well done.
Brilliant. Nilashar Prama, David Parrington, who's coming down from Bradford a day early for his weekend in London.
Yes.
Timothy Okonowu, Michael Pert, our Olympian. If he's in the country, doesn't know yet. Hello, you creatives, the whole group. Paul Daz, Chris Harrow, who we just mentioned, is after that Mars Bar phone.
Well, if anyone has
you can
got,
bring, you
bring
can bring
gadgets.
Your old phone along.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
We're just making things happen.
It's extraordinary. That's all going to happen next week.
Excited, actually. I know. Very, very excited. And you'll get to obviously meet Duncan and us too.
That's always a treat. Now then, what have we got for our gadget of the week?
This week, I was going to do something from IFA, actually.
Yeah.
And sense. It's going to have to be the Sony tablet.
Ah, yes.
I was going to go for...
But which one?
The P.
The P.
Yeah.
Which is the folding tablet.
It's just different. I just thought I quite like it. You know, it's got a different approach to it.
Yeah.
It's quite easy to use. It is portable.
But expensive.
It's quite annoying with the thing in the middle, but you know, you soon get over it.
So
yeah, okay, yeah.
So I can see how like dual screen, so using the screen sort of independent, a bit like a DS sort of independently, that's quite nice. How does it work when they sort of link up?
It's not, you have got a bar across the middle.
So watching a film.
Yeah, watching a film isn't going to be the best experience. But, you know, it fits in your pocket. So it's more for kind of doing your work, checking your calendars. It's kind of that, the things that you really do on other tablets, but a bit more portable.
And have you had a play with the P?
I had a small play with it. Again, that was the busiest stand in IFA.
So have they kind of customized the apps to work? Is it just, you know, are all the screens just split over two screens, or have they thought about, well, in the calendar we could have this on the bottom screen and this on the top screen?
Yeah, they have. They kind of, it does, in some of the apps it works with two screens, so you'll have one view at the bottom and one view at the top, which will complement each other. Others they haven't, so like in the calendar they have, like mail they have, things like that.
And were they showing off any of the games?
I didn't see any of the games. Yeah, because you can link it up, can't you, with PSP games?
Or the similar thing that they've done with this, you know, the PlayStation Sony Ericsson phone. You know, certified games and all that. Yeah, that huge hit.
Crash Bandicoot.
Yes, basically.
Again!
Hooray!
But I'm really intrigued to have a good long play with it and see how well it does. I'd be interested to see how other people kind of take to it, because it is a new kind of...
And Sony's one of the few brands that's got some cachet, you know?
Mm.
It's Samsung, for all its loveliness, it's not really a, you know, it's not a brand that people aspire to in the same way that they do with Apple.
No,
Sony's the only thing that can quite go up against that.
Yeah, it's to be interested to see that. And, you know, the S is a really lovely tablet. I love that...
The folio.
Yeah, the folio kind of feel of it. But it does, when it's lighting up, but it is quite annoying when you've got it on your lap or something.
Oh, what? Is it sort of not quite tilted?
It doesn't, it kind of falls about.
Oh, dear. All right.
But yeah, I'm quite excited to have a real good look at them and a good play with them. Intrigued.
Awesome. Okay. So we've had the iPhone, the iPhone 3G, the iPhone 3GS, and the iPhone 4. What next? Well, the world and his dog seems to know, or at least thinks they do. Teether.com has been monitoring the rumour mill. Lots.
Churning the rumour mill.
Yes, yeah. Adding a few things in our sales. Lots of leaked photos.
Loads of leaked photos. Sorry,
I should say in inverted commas, leaked photos.
Yeah. And photos of the photos that the camera, that the phone has taken. Yeah. And it's, what? How can we know that?
So if we were to distill all these leaked photos down, what's it going to look like?
I think it's just gonna look like a beast. I think it's gonna look much like what the iPhone 4 looks like.
Thinner.
Mm. There's just so many. It's gonna be thinner, it's gonna have a better camera on the front and the back. They're gonna say there's gonna be a smaller version, so an iPhone Nano kind of thing, but that's been going around since like the iPhone 3G. I don't think it's ever going to happen. I just don't know.
Basically, you could say anything right
you
now.
Could say
and you would be as close as anyone else has got.
It could have a fan.
It
you
could.
Know? It could be pyramid shaped.
As Duncan has
pointed out. We still believe here. We haven't leaked that yet. You know.
Another prototype has been lost in a bar.
It
if
hasn't.
You believe this.
No.
There's no actual evidence
of
it.
No. It's just like...
It was apparently sold on Craigslist for $200. But, and then...
The
story behind this one is that it was left in a cocktail bar, I think it's time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Someone's picked it up. It got sold on Craigslist for $200.
Mm-hmm.
The Apple Mafia tracked it down raided the house but didn't find it.
Right.
And now they don't know what's happened to
we
it.
We don't know what's happened to it now. No. And that's great. That's
but there's no pictures this time, because last time it was sold to
Jason
to
Chen.
To a blog, and you know,
was it Jason Chen? It was Jason Chen, wasn't it?
Yeah, he got into all sorts of hot water, and you know, we got to see the pictures. It was quite good fun, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was all over the national press.
This one's much more dull.
I haven't seen the BBC article on this yet.
No, when are we going to see the real thing?
October, September, December, January, tomorrow. I just don't know.
21st of October is the rumoured date.
Oh, it's been
the latest. But then if you had asked us last week, we'd have had a completely different date.
15th of November, I heard.
iOS, though, has been sent to the networks.
That's one thing we know for
sure. That's concrete. So iOS 5 has gone to the networks, which suggests it's not far off. Which suggests that it might come out at the same time as the iPhone 5.
Yeah.
Which suggests October might be...
if we put all those things together, I feel like Poirot.
We're really pulling this out of our asses, aren't we?
I just wish they'd just do it now.
Yes, but you know, though, that once... Because we're going to be like, iPhone 5 comes out, relief, thank God. All that speculation over with.
Yeah.
What happens next?
iPad 3.
Yeah.
It's next.
Then the iPhone 6.
Yeah.
Then the
iPhone 6S will come after that.
Obviously, the rumours never stop.
They just our lives are made of rumours. Oh, good. Right. I question my life.
We will have that iPhone 5 prototype to show you at the live podcast next week.
Oh, I've left it in a bar down.
Oh, great. I told you to be careful with it.
Should have bought it back.
It's only cost me $200. That's about all for this week. Remember, T3.com has all the latest. T3 is on the shelves and on the iPad, and we're on iTunes every Friday. Till next week, for the live 200th episode, Woo! I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.